Hey guys, Will Durst here with your top 10 comedic news stories of 2012, which are not under any circumstances to be confused with the top 10 legitimate news stories of 2012. No, make no mistake, they are as different as polka dot cummerbunds and liar's dice, duck liver and Spanish moss, pearl necklaces and motorcycle handlebars. So here they are, the major stories of the past year that provided the best opportunities for mocking and scoffing and taunting. Number 10, Donald Trump assumes leadership of the birther movement, then won't shut up all year. The man has all the grace and elegance of tumbling dumpsters. Number 9, the first presidential debate. 70 million Americans tune in, but for some reason, President Obama is not one of them. Number 8, the GOP primaries. The party plays candidate whack-a-mole. Everybody leads Romney in the polls at one time or another, including candidates who aren't running. Number 7, the London Olympics. And Romney's horse, Rafalka, competes in dressage, but fails to medal. Probably gets shipped home strapped to the fuselage of a 747. Michaela Maroney is not impressed. Number 6, the vice presidential debate. Joe Biden goes all malarkey on us. Two words, dude. Decaf. Number 5. Barack Obama supports gay marriage. Comes out of his own personal policy closet. Number 4. Mitt Romney promises to fire Big Bird, thereby losing the pivotal pre-adolescent vote. Number 3. The Democratic National Convention. Specifically, Bill Clinton laying out the exact reasons why America should re-elect his president, Bill Clinton. Number 2. The Republican National Convention. Specifically, Clint Eastwood upstaging the nominee's acceptance speech by getting into an argument with an empty chair and losing. And the number one comedic news story of 2012 was Mitt Romney running the worst campaign ever. And that includes New Coke in France in 39. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.